There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.
How many times have you screwed up cooking something and you're like, oh my gosh, what am I supposed to do now? Here's the good news is that when that happens to me, I can just text Chef Plum, who's in all this week for Raven, and he'll tell me what to do.
Yeah, I can help. I don't mind helping. Like, that's part of the deal. You know, I think of myself kind of like a doctor of food.
Oh.
You know, so I can fix the mistakes, fix the things that get messed up easily. None of it's ever that big of a deal.
All right. You can call Dr. Plum right now at 1-800-330-9999. What was your worst kitchen mistake? And he will fix it. Tom, you're up first.
Okay. So this is one, the worst for me. It might not seem like the worst, but it was just utterly disappointing. I tried making cilantro lime white rice once. And I went to the store and I bought all the ingredients and I cooked it. And I thought I bought cilantro, but I accidentally purchased parsley. So I made like this parsley lime white rice, and it was just so disappointing because I love cilantro, and I was expecting a bite of cilantro, and I got just a mouthful of parsley.
Okay, so this is an easy fix, right? And I can make sure you never, ever do this again, even. I have a tip for you. So when you're at the grocery store and you're looking at herbs and you want to buy cilantro, remember, cilantro is rounded at the end, right? It's little rounded parts at the end of the leaf. Parsley is more pointed, more triangular at the end. So if you look at them and remember triangles for parsley, round for cilantro, you'll never forget that. It'll stick with you the whole time.
I would think pointy for parsley, because that's how I'd remember with the P.
See, that makes so much more sense.
Right.
The P, the
pointy. I'm going to do the O in cilantro, O round, round is cilantro.
See, I love this. However you get there is all that matters. I'm in with it. Whatever makes you remember it. But wait, a parsley rice, does that sound terrible? I mean, that's not awful. It could be worse things.
Wait, what is the difference between cilantro and parsley? Because you know I don't know.
Different plants.
But what's the difference in taste? What do you use one for versus the other?
So I think of cilantro as like a flavors you want to put in like salsa or in like tacos or great Mexican food. It also adds a lot of freshness and brightness to some Asian cuisines as well.
Mm-hmm.
Parsley really adds that pop, that freshness pop, right? Parsley itself is very, very healthy, very, very good for you. But the flavor itself is, the way I describe it, is earthy and fresh. You know, it kind of reminds me of like a, well, this is not going to sound great, but I think of like fresh cut grass when I have parsley, in a good way, not in like a, hey, I'm eating grass.
I don't like, so is parsley the one that they use as like a decoration for dishes?
Oh, don't get me started.
I hate it. Yes. Why do they do that? I feel like it's yucky, it doesn't belong there, and now you just ruin my dinner by putting like this chopped grass on top of it.
I mean, you are getting me into a whole world of something I call non-functional garnish. If it doesn't make sense, don't put it on the plate.
Non-functional garnishment?
Yeah.
What a dork. What is it? Tell me, go off on a rant. Tell me about non-functional garnishment.
Listen, don't put things like parsley leaves on a plate for no reason at all. It doesn't affect the flavor. It doesn't have any business being on the plate. People who put those long stems of rosemary on a plate, I don't want firewood and kindling on my plate. If I can't eat it, it shouldn't be there. It doesn't make any sense whatsoever. If it doesn't go with the flavors, don't put it on there. People who put microgreens on a dish just to say I put microgreens on it, they're my enemy. They're what my kids call my ops.
Oh, boy. Okay.
I can't stand them. I get very fired up. I apologize.
That's all right. So mad.
No more rosemary.
No more. All right. Sounds good. 1-800-330-9999. Your kitchen nightmare, and Plum is going to fix it. Your worst kitchen disaster. What happened? Chef Plum is in for Raven this week, and he's going to fix it. 1-800-330-9999. Savannah.
I feel like this is a common one, but I accidentally used salt instead of sugar when I was making cookies.
Salt for sugar.
It was absolutely disgusting.
Yeah, that's a hard one to fix. When you make your cookies, you're going to cream the eggs and sugar together, which means you whip them together until it gets nice and, you know, frothy and creamy together, the eggs and the sugar. You should notice immediately when you're doing that, the salt, that's not going to happen like that. It doesn't come together like that. You know, obviously, if you're confused, the way I would fix that is I would stop using regular table salt, switch to a kosher salt. It's bigger, It has a more diameter on the granules. Haven't said that word in a long time. Mm-hmm. But having that granules, you can tell it's salt instead of sugar. But when you do that, there's really no fix for it. You got to start over again.
I was about to say, you throw the whole thing in the garbage and go buy it at the grocery store and lie and say you made them.
Unless you have someone in your family you want to play a joke on or you're angry at, then you can just bake the cookies as normal, but they're super salty.
And disgusting.
Well, you're making a joke on somebody. It's fun.
Okay.
But remember, get a bigger grain salt, so you can have... I actually have a salt dish that I use at my house, and my family uses it as well. It's kosher salt in a small dish that you can pinch out with your finger or with a small spoon, however you want to do it, as opposed to that table salt that's been, that iodized table salt that comes in the little, cylinder thing. It's weird. Yeah, just stay away from that stuff.
Good to know. Thanks.
Sure.
Angelo, the mistake you made in the kitchen, what did you do? Plum's going to fix it.
I don't know how much can be fixed at this point, but I made breakfast for my family, and this was more of a safety thing, I guess, but I made breakfast, and we were in a rush. We left and came back late in the evening, and I just realized that I never turned the stove off. So it ran all day. So I know it was a huge mistake. I could have burned down the entire house.
Wait, you have the stove on?
Was there any pans on the stove?
There was, because I made eggs, and I had it on low, and I just didn't even remember to turn it off when I left. And I couldn't figure out why.
Angela,
not,
so this has nothing to do with cooking. Turn your stove off. What are we supposed to do for that?
I was going to say, here, I got the fix for you. Just make sure you turn the stove off.
Right.
How about that?
Have you ever done anything like that? That could have been not a kitchen disaster, like a house disaster.
Yeah, I'm surprised nothing exploded. Usually those pans, you leave them on there, they could explode. Some of those pans have sand on the bottom of them.
Really?
They could just explode and go everywhere if it sits too long.
Are there safer pans to use than other ones? I feel like sometimes if I buy a cheap pan at Home Goods or something like that,
they don't last.
They don't last.
They don't last.
But what are the best pans to use?
For me, I go stainless steel pans all day long.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the nonstick pans and all that, because in a general home cook application, the nonstick pan you pay all this money for, in 2 weeks you're going to take a metal spatula to it, not even thinking twice, and scratch the bottom of it. Now it's not nonstick anymore. It's a waste of time. A good stainless steel pan cleaned properly will work every single time, or cast iron works as well too.
The only pans I ever bought were the one, and I didn't buy them. I registered for them when I got married 20 years ago.
You want someone else to buy them for you.
Right. I've had the same ones for 20 years. Yeah. I have the Cathlon ones that came in a box that we bought at Bed Bath & Beyond,
right,
which I think is out of business now at this point.
Right.
Should you have pans one for that long, 20 years?
Yeah, I think it's fine. Mine, same thing. We got some all-clad pans when we got married back in 2003. And I still have most of them. They work great. They've been taking a beating, but they're great.
Is there a brand that you like, All-Clad?
All-Clad's fantastic. My friends over at Ergo Chef, they just started making a new pan, which I'm kind of a big fan of. They're working well as well.
All right, great. All right, Angelo, nothing we can do about your stove, but luckily it didn't blow up the house.
Turn the stove off. And by the way, don't tell anybody that story in public anymore.
Right, yeah.
I'll get some cast iron or some stainless steel pans.
Good idea. Or just maybe a remote kill switch for your stove or something. I don't know.
Your worst kitchen disaster. What happened when you were cooking? 1-800-330-9999. All this week, Chef Plum is in for Raven. He's on vacation, and he's solving the terrible thing you did.
We can fix it, I promise.
Can you? Let's see. We've had a couple tough ones so far today. Remy.
So I have this consistent problem where if I'm doing a sheet pan of vegetables, I put them in slightly too long where they get a little, shriveled and sad. I still eat them, but it's just not the same.
What temperature do you usually cook in those at when you do them?
400.
Okay. Do you toss them in olive oil or anything first?
Yes, I do. I do a little spray.
Okay. So let's take the spray and throw that in the garbage. Let's get some olive oil.
That's so messed up.
That spray is good for spraying your grill and non-sticking things. Don't put it on your food. We don't need that stuff on your food.
How about the avocado spray that everybody's talking
about?
Does it
have
the pump? Yeah, it's just an olive oil spray.
As long as it's got the pump thing, I think it's fine. I've used some of that stuff too, but I would just use regular olive oil if I'm tossing vegetables with it. I wouldn't. Don't spray it. You're not going to get enough, and I don't know. I'm not a fan. Listen. Anytime we try to make something simpler, there's always something wrong with it. It never comes out the same way. Just do it the old tried and true way. Okay. Also, so what's happening here is that you're overcooking them, taking too long, but you're probably mixing up your vegetables. So for instance, what I'm saying here, density matters. So if I'm cooking a piece of asparagus and a piece of carrot, the asparagus is going to cook first before the carrot is even finished cooking in the middle because it's denser, it's harder. So try to think about that when you're making your vegetable medley to go on the plate, on the pan to go in the oven. 400 degrees is definitely a good number to cook it at. But one of the things you can do is set a timer for yourself on your phone. Just tell your phone to do it and turn them halfway through. you know, say set a timer for 10 minutes and that timer goes off, turn them, because then one, you got eyes on it, and two, you're transferring the heat. Nobody's oven is that exact on the inside, right? Unless it's on convection, then it's still, you want to move them around once. So that's what I would think about. Consider the density of the vegetables you're cooking. Toss them with a good olive oil, or get crazy and use a little salad dressing. Toss them with that. And then make sure you turn them halfway through, because even if you don't need to turn them, at least you're looking at them and you'll know where they are. It's always better to pull them out a little bit early. Pull them a little bit early than let them stay longer, because you pull them out early, it's kind of like it's you can always cook it longer, but you can't take away any cooking time. You follow me?
You can't unshrivel them.
Right. Mm-hmm. But if you need to put them back in, you can. But also remember that carryover cooking, that heat that's already in those vegetables as they've been cooking, will allow them to continue to cook as they sit on top of your stove and wait to be served. I said all that in one breath, too.
Yeah. He just went off on a chef rant.
Sorry.
All right, Remy. Hopefully
good
that
luck,
helps.
Remy. Great name, by the way.
Thank you.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.